Well, Abraham Denmark just referred to the US president's behaviour at the G7 meeting before he headed to Singapore. In the hours since he left the meeting, Donald Trump and his advisers have launched a barrage of petulance and criticism at the summit host and the leader of key US ally Canada. Sarah Sedgi has the details.
It didn't take long for the tone to turn ugly. World leaders gathered at the weekend in Quebec for the G7 summit following the decision of the US to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imports from the EU, Canada and Mexico. There was tension in the air, but afterwards an optimistic US President Donald Trump tweeted that the meetings had been great. But soon his top advisers were taking to US media to slam Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro spoke to Fox News.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. And that's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference. That's what weak, dishonest Justin Trudeau did.
That anger was in response to a press conference Justin Trudeau held following the summit. He spoke about Canada's opposition to the tariffs, a position he'd already publicly made clear when the policy was announced. And he said that Canada will impose retaliatory tariffs from July.
It's not something that we want to do. We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response. I don't want to hurt American workers. They're our neighbours, they're our friends, but my job is to stand up for Canadian workers.
Those comments amount to a betrayal, according to the White House. The US president's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, spoke to CNN.
He said the US is insulting. He said that Canada has to stand up for itself. He says that we are the problem with tariffs. What the non-factual part of this was, they have enormous tariffs. I mean, they have tariffs on certain dairy and food products of a 290-295%. He was polarizing. You know, here's the thing. I mean, he really kind of stabbed us in the back.
And with President Trump preparing to meet the North Korean leader in a historic summit, Larry Kudlow added that he will not allow any show of weakness. But the fallout doesn't end there. President Trump tweeted that he won't be endorsing the G7 communique because of Prime Minister Trudeau's comments.
Sarah Sedgi reporting.